Hi everyone, welcome to MonkMed Investment Podcast Series. After having spoken about potential alternatives to fiat currencies, about the digital revolution and trade tension, about food transition, I would like to share a last idea for 2021. Pet animals. Sociologically speaking, it is interesting to observe the link between the growing devotion of humans to their pets and the declining birth rate in developed countries. This suggests that we tend to substitute them for children. According to John Bradshaw, an anthrozoologist, science which analyzes the interaction between animals and humans, the animal probably partly fills the emotional gap created by the fragmentation of the traditional family. Thus, the budget dedicated to pets in developed countries has increased sharply in recent years. We no longer hesitate to treat our dog or cat as a member of the family. As a result, we spend a lot of money on pet food and sophisticated veterinary interventions. Over the last 10 years, in the United States, there has been a 36% increase in pet food expenses per American household. The proportion of households owning a pet increased from 56% to 68%. It is also interesting to note that baby boomers represent 32% of the pet owner, while the Z household generation represents 62% of the pet owners. A whole economy has now been built around this phenomenon, specifically dedicated medical insurances. Dedicated pet food websites are being created. TV channels for dogs are being developed. Service based on the model of personal care services are being offered. Hotel welcoming animals and palliative services offer end-of-life support. These new services represent only a small part of this emerging economy. In our opinion, this investment team will continue over time. Stocks such as Shewi, Zotys, Freshpet, PetMed, IDEX, or Covertus should benefit from this positive long-term trend. Thanks for listening and have a nice day.